So, Matt, we're into January and the need for points is getting more and more urgent. How good was the four-point weekend last week for Brayhead?
It was huge for us, obviously. 2 weekends ago, things didn't go how we wanted to, and it was important for us to come back and get that conference win on Friday night there. And then, obviously, anytime you can go into Sheffield and take 2 points, you can take some confidence out of that.
What happened between those two sets of weekends? You seem to go from one extreme to the other in terms of, well, not only results, but even performances as well.
Yeah, I don't know. It's one of those things in hockey where it's tough to pinpoint, but I think, you know, we just got back to work and made sure we stuck to our systems instead of kind of getting on our own page and just hoping things would work out for us. So I think the main thing was just getting back to work and staying focused.
So what was it like to score that winner in Sheffield last week?
It was a good feeling, obviously. I mean, we haven't had much success against the other conference this year. So getting that win on the road was big for us. And, you know, anytime you can contribute and score an overtime winner, it's always a really good feeling.
Now, it was two tight victories last week. A one-goal game on Friday, as you mentioned, and the overtime win in Sheffield. When you look at the season overall, what do those kinds of wins do for morale?
They're big, obviously. I mean, you have to defend late in the Friday game and make sure they don't tie it up when they pull their goalie. And Saturday, you know, same thing. It was, you know, a 2-2 game from the start of the second period on. So I think those are more the kind of games you see down the stretch here as things start to tighten up and teams are really battling for points. I don't think there'll be too many, you know, 3-4 goal games. It's going to be more about the tight ones, and it's important to learn how to win those.
Now, the first game up this weekend, Fife Flyers come to Glasgow on Saturday. They're in great form at the moment, as I'm sure you're fully aware of. But Brayhead are the one team they can't seem to beat. Why is that? Why are Brayhead better than Fife in terms of results this year, do you think?
I don't know. I think we've played them at some times when we've really needed to get the wins and, you know, guys kind of buckle down and really focus. But, I mean, I don't know. It's hard to say. It's just, you know, maybe one of those things where we've got the mental edge on them, or, you know, it's just those things happen in hockey sometimes, and you know, hopefully we can continue it. But, you know, they'll be ready to go and, you know, trying to get the conference points back that we've kind of taken from so far this year.
Now, I've been told by one or two other guys in the team that there seems to be a different intensity when you play Fife Flyers because of the rivalry. I think that's a large part of that. What do you enjoy most about playing Fife?
I mean, it's whatever building we're in, there's, you know, fans from both sides and it's loud and the intensity is definitely there. And those are the most fun games to play as a player. So I think that aspect, and, you know, you can feel the intensity right from the morning of game day, and everyone's excited for those games, and I'm sure they're the same way. So it's kind of a playoff type feel, and those are the most fun games.
And it's going to be a noisy one in Glasgow tomorrow. When I last read the club had announced it was close to a sellout as well, so it's going to be another intense atmosphere.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a sellout the last time we played them at home there right before Christmas. And, you know, having the home fans there kind of, you know, giving us the extra energy and cheering us on is huge for us. And then obviously they bring their traveling fans to make the building even louder. So it's a fun atmosphere to play in, and you just got to keep your composure and kind of feed off the energy of our crowd.